As we turn to our scripture reading, let us begin asking for the Spirit's guidance. Let us pray. Gracious God, through the work of your Spirit, illumine our hearts and minds, that as we read and hear your word, we might apply it to our lives and know something of your way, your truth, and your abundant life. And we ask this in Christ our Savior's name. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the 11th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. I am going to read verses 21 through 26. A gathering of disciples and other followers of Jesus in Antioch, listen for the word of God. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. And news of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'd like to begin today's sermon by expressing a genuine word of gratitude. I want you to know how thankful I am to be the interim pastor here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church, and how I am especially thankful to be your interim on a Super Bowl Sunday. And I want to tell you what I mean by that. Most of you know, I've mentioned it to a number of you, that I was pastor for 18 years at a church in Kilgore, Texas, and many of you are probably aware that in Texas, they are football crazy. I can remember on a Friday night, many Friday nights, in a town of 10,000 people or 11,000 people, well over 10,000 would be present every one of those Friday nights during football season for the football game there at the high school. I'm serious. Over 10,000 fans at a high school ball game. And I can remember all kinds of similar incidents like that. Occasions where football just kind of took over things. And please don't get me wrong, I love football. It was my favorite sport growing up. But when football began to intrude into the life of the church there, I was not happy. Do you know that the pastor nominating committee of that church that called me to come there to Kilgore actually said in their ministry information form that they wanted their new minister to be sure and conclude the 11 o'clock worship service in time for people to get home for a noon Dallas Cowboys kickoff? I kid you not, that was actually in the church's ministry information form. And on Super Bowl Sunday, you could literally shoot a cannonball through the middle of the sanctuary because everyone was at home firing up the barbecue, getting ready for the big Super Bowl celebration. And the men's discussion Bible class wasn't discussing the Apostle Paul or Jesus, much less Abraham and Sarah. They were talking about Troy Aikman and Jim Kelly and Bart Favre and John Elway, and it just drove me crazy. I tell you that if I were to hear even one more quarterback's name mentioned on a Super Bowl Sunday, I think I'd go ballistic. I really do. But look at you. So many of you here, even on a Super Bowl Sunday, ready to hear the Word, ready to sing God's praises. Yeah, we had a little fun with the children's sermon. That's all well and good. But now we're ready to forget all that hype and hoopla and dig right into the Scripture. And this morning's passage from Acts tells us about the early church. The very earliest Christians, they got their name there in Antioch and they met continually, and how grace was apparent among them so that the Lord added many to their number. And that's our task too, to be the church, serving the Lord, sharing the good news of the gospel, not to be distracted by all these other things. So I thank you that I'm here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church on... What is it, Greg?
Sorry, Bill. We always celebrate Super Bowl Sunday here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church, even in the sermon.
Oh, Greg, that's fun. You have such a dry sense of humor that a lot of people don't pick up on that.
I'm not being funny. I'm being quite serious. Wildwood has a long-standing tradition of celebrating Super Bowl Sunday, which is now.
Greg, our scripture reading talks about the church, you know, grace, the Holy Spirit, Jesus. It doesn't mention a thing about football.
Well, that's true, but I'm not saying we get rid of all that wonderful stuff from the Bible. Let's widen our perspective, and perhaps the church has some things in common with a football game, a Super Bowl game.
Oh, Greg, what are you, nuts now? I feel like I've been beamed back down to Texas, to football crazy Texas, when I hear you say something like that. Jill, help me out here, please.
Well, I gotta admit, I agree with my buddy Greg. There are similarities between church and football, and today is an absolutely great day to point that out.
What? You compare life and faith and everything that's so big to a game?
Well, if it's big, we need to prepare, don't we?
Here comes some football players now. Here they are. Let's ask them if there are any similarities between football and church. So, John, do you just show up for a football game? Or do you prepare for it?
We prepare a lot. We spend time learning the playbook, and then we act on those plays.
Hey, John, that's kind of like what we do in the church. We learn the Bible, and then we act on it. So let me ask, do you always succeed?
If every football team succeeded, there wouldn't be just two teams in the Super Bowl, would there?
No,
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you do your best, and you work together, but the results aren't always exactly what you planned. Is that right?
Right. We aim to win, but our greatest victory is doing our best.
So your greatest victory is doing your best. Bill, that's the way it is in church.
I think you've got a point there, but I still think that's taking this whole football thing way too seriously. I'm taking it way too far. Even if it is a big day when the Broncos play the Panthers, I really do. Now, John, I know you, but excuse me, I don't think I've met you before. I'm Bill. What's your name?
Cam Newton.
Now, You all are messing with my head. You know I mix up people's names. You don't look Cam Newton now. Wait a minute. He's the quarterback for the Panthers, and you don't look anything like Cam Newton. You're not tall enough. What's going on here? You really are messing with my mind.
Sorry, guys. Hey, Bill. He really is Cam Newton, and he's in my confirmation class, and I'm sure he won't want to join the church now. Holy cow.
Gosh. Sure, whatever, Jill. You people here are as crazy as those folks in Texas. Cam Newton, another quarterback, and now what is this? What's going on here?
Cheerleaders! Cheerleaders! I love cheerleaders. Guess what, Hannah? I was a cheerleader, too. Yeah.
Who did you cheer for? George Washington crossing Delaware?
Was I there when George Washington crossed the Delaware? I think I missed that game. Oh, darn.
But cheerleaders really contribute a lot to a football game.
Do you encourage people?
We help organize the fans to support the team.
That's right.
Hey, that is really good for the church, too. We always need people to encourage others.
And getting folks organized to support their team, well, that's like all the committees who work here all the time to support the mission of this church.
That's a good point, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, ladies, would you lead us all in a cheer? All right.
Cheerleaders in a church, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me.
Noise.
Work.
Church. All right.
I think you people are nuts. Football players and cheerleaders, we're the church. We don't go for any of that stuff. In fact, the Bible says no matter what we do, flips or touchdowns, if we don't have the love of Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter. It's like a clanging cymbal or loud brass. That's what the Bible says, like loud brass. All of this. I want to be respectful for the Star Spangled Banner, but what's all of this in church?
It's a marching band, Bill.
Oh,
how wonderful
Lord, help
a marching
me.
Band is.
Yeah, and think about it. What would a football game be without a marching band?
And what would a church be without our wonderful music?
But we like quiet music, prayerful music like Rick plays, meditative, contemplative.
This is just great, Greg. I have seen so many ways that church is like football.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get carried away there, please. Football may be big, but the church is so much bigger. Serving Jesus Christ makes a huge people and a difference in people's lives. Hungry people are fed. People without housing are given shelter. Communities suffering from disaster are helped and given hope. And every week, the church coaches people to become better disciples of Jesus Christ. Now what? Who are you? Who are you? You look a lot like Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders to me.
I get it, though. Like coaches, as Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders, you encourage folks in the church to be at their best.
And you teach all of us strategies on how to grow as disciples. That's like a game plan for football players.
Only this is our life plan as Christians that you teach.
I don't know.
That's right.
I just don't know.
Remember the offensive strategy. It's all about the love of Jesus Christ. It's in the playbook.
Oh, my. Lord, help us here. Lord, help us. More crazy people? What is going on here, you crazy people?
We're not crazy, we're fans.
Woo!
Woo!
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe a little crazy, but fans are what give life and energy to a game.
No fans, no incentive to play. Yeah, without fans, there would be no Super Bowl. Let's see, instead of watching the big game without fans, we'd all be at home watching that documentary on Sigmund Freud that's on the psychotherapy channel tonight. Yes.
Greg, you told me you were going to watch that anyhow, psychotherapy channel.
I will be recording it.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
Now, wait a minute. You fans look suspiciously like this church's pastor nominating committee. Why didn't you say so? Fans in the church? Maybe, maybe not, but our church does need a group like you, guided by the Holy Spirit, to look for a pastor for Wildwood Presbyterian in prayerful discernment, hopefully finding someone that's not too crazy.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. That's very true, Andy. So there are a lot of similarities between football fans and everyone here in the church.
So, Bill, have you got it figured out? Look around this church on Sunday morning, and you'll see we are made up of various people doing various things, but all with the same spirit and the same purpose.
Yeah, and that's loving and serving the Lord, living in the grace of Jesus Christ, and sharing the good news of the gospel.
Well, maybe you're right. I'm beginning to see some similarities between football and the church, just like football players and cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders!
And musicians and coaches and fans. Everyone has a place in the church. We're all on the same team, the team called Christian.
And our team has been around for a long time, all the way back to the time when Barnabas and the early church got it started. Like the times, we change, but our message and mission stays the same. It's all about the grace and love of Jesus Christ.
So maybe we're not crazy.
Well, maybe some of us aren't crazy.
Maybe some of us. Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Oh, yeah. And all God's team said, amen.
Amen. We thank you. The fans, the PNC, the cheerleaders, the band, the coaches, thank you.